and Robert racing across South Africa to raise funds for Thando Lwabantwana Crash. Hashtag Bicycle for Bricks on East Coast Breakfast.
Bryn Roberts, you crazy mad hero, you, is embarking on the Freedom Challenge, RASA, Race Across South Africa. So he took off on his mountain bike from Maritzburg and he finishes on the 4th. No, has he finished?
I don't think he's finished, finishing. He's getting there.
He's finishing Wellington in the Western Cape, like off-road, guys, and he carrying everything on his back. It's a 26-day cycle race. And he's doing it for no other reason except to tick bucket list, and while he's at it, let's raise some awareness and some funds for a tiny little creche in Hammersdale that really, really needs our help. Thando Lwabantwana. Let's check in with Bryn.
Hello, Darren. Hello, team. How are we all doing? By the time you guys get this message, we will be traipsing across the Statanes mountain range and hopefully heading down during the course of the day down to Diemersfontein Wine Farm. In the Wellington area, and the end of a monumental challenge, day 20 of a challenge, and hopefully by then we would have been done and dusted by mid-afternoon Monday. So, but by the by, that a couple of days ago made for some interesting stuff halfway out of De Hell, Gamkas Kloof, climbing up the ladder. My shoes, soles decided to part ways halfway up the ladder. So that was interesting, sitting perched on the side of a cliff face and trying to cable tie them together whilst my partner James came down and gave me a hand to lumber the bike back up the ladder. Hour and a half shift that was, getting bikes up the mountainside. Today got even more interesting, was a bit of gastro. Got halfway through the morning, 75 k's into the ride, and boom, next thing, vomiting and a little diarrhea. Wasn't great, and limped into Montague. So today's been quite hectic on the body, but hopefully by the time you guys get this message, we'll be halfway over Statanes and ready to see families and kids and loved ones and to end this 20-day challenge. To all those guys out there, been wonderful. The support has been unbelievable. Look forward to catching up with you guys on our return with some more stories. But for the rest of the week, have a good one. Look forward to catching up later. Cheers, guys.
You must know. Shabalala.
Yes, sir.
When you, literally don't have the energy even to press record on your phone. The man is struggling, but you can understand.
He's
been through the wars with this, hey?
It's a hectic thing to do, Darren Moore. Some of us do it in a car and on a flight.
Yeah.
He's decided to take a bicycle, and it's for a great cause.
And off-road.
Yeah.
The Freedom Challenge is one of the top five most grueling mountain bike races on planet Earth. And our Bryn Roberts is doing it. So we're asking you as well because Bryn's doing this, why don't you do your bit as well? Contribute towards Thando Lwabantwana. We've got a Buy a Brick campaign. It's 10 Rand for a virtual brick. They've already broken ground. We've already got the foundations laid down. We're well on our way to making Thando Lwabantwana, the creche in Hammersdale, a beautiful safe haven for all the kids in that area. So you can donate. All the details are online, ecr.co.za. Click on East Coast Breakfast. And if you're a corporate, you can get a Section 18A as well. So you can go as big as you want to. And talking about that, a company has reached out to us. They have a small inyana, huge announcement to make for us.
Small inyana, huge. They're right, but I think I know where you're going with this.
was that even in the ballpark?
Small inyana, huge announcement. It makes sense.
They got a big announcement for the Buy a Brick campaign coming up.
Bryn Roberts, racing across South Africa to raise funds for Thando Lwabantwana Crash. Hashtag Bicycle for Bricks on East Coast Breakfast.
This guy, he's the OG, Sky Shabalala.
Yeah.
Bryn Roberts, he's cold, he's tired, he's sick. The soles of his cycle shoes have worn out. He's a long way from home, and he's starting to worry about the end all the way down to Wellington. He's about 1 or 2 days from the finish line. But Bryn is doing this incredible journey. He's on a mission. He wants to raise funds for the Robin Hood Foundation's Buy a Brick campaign 2019. There is a small little creche in Hammersdale, Thando Lwabantwana, that is in complete disrepair. It's in urgent need of attention. Mm. And for the kids in that area, it is their only haven. And for only 10 Rand, you can donate towards the purchasing of one virtual brick. So we've set ourselves quite an ambitious goal. We did decide we wanted to get 50,000 Rand. Hey, Sky?
Yeah, but I don't, it's, you know what, Darren? A lot of people listen to East Coast Breakfast. So in my thinking, knowing how generous people are out there, I thought it would be quite easy and quick because it's such a great cause.
It's an amazing cause. Yeah. Where we are a little bit off our target. But we're encouraging you, KZN and KZN businesses, to donate. I want to thank everyone for donating so far, literally from 10 Rand to 100 Rand, 1,000 Rand. But joining us on the line right now is Kim Jones, the coordinator for the Robin Hood Foundation. How's it, Kim?
Morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Laka. So you guys broke ground this week at the creche. How was Marshange's reaction seeing all these heavy-duty vehicles at her tiny little creche site?
I can't even explain it to you. It was probably the most exciting day in that community. We had this massive excavator come through, which was quite a feat on the winding roads down there. She literally just stood there in shock, and then we went and sat in her house, and we were going through the plans and the drawings, and she just cried and cried and cried. It was so incredibly amazing to see. She had no idea of what us crazy people wanted to do. It was amazing. And then to top it all off, we showed her the playground that we kind of have visioned for the creche with a little bike track that we want to build in honor of Bryn's journey.
Oh, wow.
And she was just, I mean, I'm covered in goosebumps again telling you this. She could not just stop saying thank you, thank you, thank you. She actually just says, it doesn't feel like this is her real life at the moment.
So we've been raising money. We want to get to that 50,000 Rand. We want to make all of these dreams for Mashange and Thando Labantwana come true. Bryn, this guy has been struggling.
Hey.
He really has. He's put his body and his heart and his mind and everything online to raise these funds. But right now, we have someone on the line who'd like to talk to you, Kim. So joining us on the line is Vikashni Habajan, the Executive Director of Master Builders KwaZulu-Natal. Good morning, Vikashni.
Good morning, Darren, breakfast team, Tim, and greetings from Master Builders and rest of KZN.
It's great to have Master Builders KZN on the line with us right now. Apparently, you have one or two things you'd like to tell Kim.
Absolutely, Darren. Wow, Kim, this is a really fantastic initiative. Well done to the Robin Hood Foundation. So the good news, Kim, is that Master Builders KwaZulu-Natal would like to turn the Thando Labantwana dream into a reality. And as such, we would like to contribute an amount of 30,000 Rand towards the biodiesel.
Wow!
30,000 Rand from Master Builders for you, Kim. Here you go.
My word. Vikashni, this is amazing. Thank you so much. Wow. Sorry, I'm a little bit speechless. It's an absolute pleasure, Kim. You know, Bryn Roberts is a true hero, and we applaud him for his commitment to raising funds for the creche. And, of course, for undertaking to cycle this campaign to the finish line. But not forgetting East Coast Radio, of course, for their sterling effort towards the worthy cause. Well done to all of you guys. Oh,
thank you, Vikashni. Well, listen, this morning when we woke up, we panicked a little bit when we had a look at how far we were away from that 50,000 Rand. But, Kim, I think this puts it like quite a substantial dent in that target for us, eh?
This absolutely does. Vikashni, I'm literally shaking. Thank you so much. You know, Bryn has just gone like all in for this. I've been in touch with him over the course of the journey and been trying to send him like encouraging voice notes from Robin Hood and from the kiddies at the creche. This is huge, Vikashni. Thank you so much. He is going to be thrilled, and I think it's going to power his legs for the last few days of his race.
Yeah, he needs all the help he can get. Vikashni Habajan, Executive Director, Master Builders, thank you so much.
Thank you from Master Builders. Have a fabulous day, guys.
Will do. And Kim, do me a favor. Yeah, keep those messages coming through to Bryn. He sends us voice notes on a daily basis, but he's just been getting... every single
he's
day
tired,
it's labored, he's tired. I mean, just for the effort of just clicking record on his phone seems to be insurmountable to him. So the prospect of getting on a bike and cycling another 90, 100, 110 Ks per day through the roughest of terrain must be so hard for him. So you keep telling him that we've all got his back. We all